The town of Sugar Hill, population 500 or so, is aptly named. Near the summit of the hill that it's mostly on is the driftwood cottage of Polly's Pancake Parlor. When the wind is right, the fragrance of syrup and butter that pours across the road stops your car as surely as a sheep drive. Possesses possibly the best views of any pancake house in the Western world, a famous travel guide reports. As you continue over Sugar Hill and down into the huddle of trees and sudden white steeples, you'll soon find yourself near Harmon's Cheese and General Store. Across the street from Harmon's is the town hall that used to be a school, next to the museum that used to be a firehouse. Right next to Harmon's is the small white hut of the post office that used to be a blacksmith shop. And on Saturday, a small sign was taped to the post office door. Town selectman Dick Billifield stands outside the door and reads the note.
All right, effective Saturday, May 26, 2012, the rural carrier will service this facility from 10:15 to 10:45 each day. Customers will be able to purchase stamps only. No other retail services will be provided. We appreciate your cooperation. Yeah.
Sugar Hill's post office is now open only 30 minutes a day. It may be a new world record on the dubious side of decreasing values. The most remote post office in the country, Anaktuvik Pass in Alaska, services a town of 300 and is open from 9 to 5.
If they could make it any more inconvenient, I don't know how they could. Sugar Hill is largely retired people. And this is a communication center for town. And to have it open 30 minutes a day is borders on organized insanity. And the way they did it totally rubs us wrong.
Brenda Aldrich runs the cheese shop next door.
We're in shock. We had no warning. We're numb. You know, to come, a lot of people were gone for the 3-day weekend. So to come back Tuesday and see a sign on the door that says you've lost all your services other than buying stamps, this was a full service post office.
Last year, Brenda's shop did $11,000 worth of business at this post office. In only one day, business has shifted.
On the first day, Tuesday, I should have sent 9 packages out, and I only sent 5, and I sent the other 4 by UPS. The 4 I shipped were the flat rate, which is $11 something each, so there's $44 they lost the first day.
Brenda's not the only one keenly aware of the post office's bottom line.
My advice is, when Brenda called, talk to Charlie Bass. I think his reaction was, when this post office has pretty much been operating at a plus, not at a loss. We've done about everything we could to make it profitable, but the reaction was, this should be an example for other small towns that have a problem. Handle it like we did.
Which is what?
Make it profitable.
And they did. Or, at least, as Brenda says, they thought they had.
We also all believe that this was a profitable post office. And we'd like to see the records that show we're not profitable. We think we were making money.
The notice on the door has a telephone number to call in the event of such questions.
The phone number on the door, people are calling, and as far as I know, no one's had an answer yet.
Below the phone number that no one answers is a personless address in Maine. A community letter will soon be sent to whoever might be there to receive it. Judy Weissenberger sets the tone.
You have to speak up, and you have to speak up as a community, not just one person that can be ignored. And you have to make a case for it, because I think most people are reasonable, would understand if maybe if it was losing money in times like this. So it won't be passed by lightly, I'm sure.
Like Dick Billifield, the people of Sugar Hill are ready to dig in.
Whoever made the decision is apparently hoping it's going to go away. But you know, when you cause a problem and ignore it, you don't go away. It just gets worse.
Sugar Hill bills itself as the newest town in New Hampshire. A townwide 50th birthday party will be celebrated on July 16th. The post office was meant to make a special present to the town of a unique Sugar Hill cancellation stamp in honor of the day.
Now what happens to that? Because now we don't have any cancellation at this post office anymore.
The irony is as rich as the syrup on the other side of Sugar Hill. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.